Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Fornum, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Bajans fear losing jobs in Bermuda. On this day, March 29th, in the year 1950, the Barbados Advocate carried a report on the plight of Barbadian workers in Bermuda. The article in the newspaper was in reference to the anticipated closure of the Royal Naval Dockyard in Bermuda and the resulting loss of over 1,000 jobs. Many of these jobs were held by migrant workers from Barbados. The Naval Dockyard in Bermuda became an important base for the British Navy in the Atlantic after Britain lost its North American colonies in 1776. Subsequently, the British naval base at Halifax in Canada was closed and the Royal Naval Dockyard in Bermuda was officially opened in 1818. By 1830, the British naval station in Jamaica was also closed and incorporated into the Royal Bermuda Naval Dockyard. And by the end of World War II, the Naval Dockyard at Bermuda was also servicing the vessels of the British Navy in the South Atlantic and the Pacific. At the time of closing the Royal Dockyard, the British naval assets included the cruiser Glasgow and four sloops. This British naval facility in Bermuda was therefore a significant asset of the British naval establishment in the Atlantic, and as such, it was a major employer of Bermudans and non-nationals. Such was the importance of the Royal Naval Dockyard to the Bermudan economy that a four-man delegation from the Executive Council of Bermuda, headed by Colonel Nicholas Dill, ventured to London to discuss the decision to close the dockyard with the officials of the Admiralty Office. The delegation from Bermuda wanted to personally, quote, point out to the Admiralty that the closure of the dockyard will bring serious unemployment to the laborers, end quote. In making the argument for keeping the naval base open, Colonel Dill suggested to the Admiralty Office that the closure of the naval base would not pose a significant economic problem for Bermuda, but instead would mean the loss of an important naval maintenance facility for the British Navy. Colonel Dill further argued that if the Admiralty Office would instead find ways to reduce the operating cost of the dockyard, the facility could be kept open and still be an important employer in Bermuda. Nonetheless, the British Admiralty decided to close the major part of the facility by removing the floating dock in 1951 and finally closing the base in 1958, transferring all adjoining land to the government of Bermuda. Though many Barbadians lost their jobs when the dockyard finally closed, Barbadians and other West Indians still continued to take advantage of employment opportunities in Bermuda, as hundreds of Barbadian police officers, teachers, lawyers, and civil servants at all levels continue to be visible in the Bermudan employment landscape. Of note is Barbadian jurist Sir Austin Ward, who served as Chief Justice of Bermuda between 1993 to 2004, and Justice of the Barbadian Supreme Court, Carlisle Graves, who served as a puny judge in the court system of Bermuda from 1998 to 2019.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.